Anybody else? Anyone from the ALAC? No? Milton? Is he off from that commercial?
Nope. There? Can you hear me?
Yes.
We have got apologies from Jeremy Banks.
Right.
David Maher. Thomas. And Milton. He sent some work. Did you get his email?
I did not. Am I getting these? Are these bouncing? Hold on. Let me check my spam filter here.
He sent it to the survey to the task force list.
Okay, let me check. I'm having a problem with my spam filter. Just checking here.
I emailed this, Jeff, to you yesterday to your, what address, to your newstar.us. Maybe that wasn't the right place to send it.
Now, that's the right place to send it. What time did you send it?
Yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll go ahead and resend it right now.
Okay.
Right,
we just installed this new spam filter here, and I've been having a problem with
some of them. The crowd. We've had the same problem.
All right, I just got John's.
Jeff, my last announcement before I mute myself again to take off the echo is that Barbara will not be present on the task force call this week. She sends her apologies.
Has she talked to you about constituency statements or anything like that?
No, except that I thought it was decided at the conference with the three chairs the other day that Bruce would make a call for constituency statements at the GNSO council meeting on Thursday.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so why don't we start there then with the schedule? Glenn,
you are now muted.
Glenn's phone apparently is causing some feedback, so she puts it on mute. So if we have any questions for her, we'll have to wait a second for her to unmute the phone. Okay, so let me start out with that then. We had a call with the three task force chairs and with Bruce Tonkin, the GNSO council chair, and Barbara and Glenn on last week, and we decided on a revised timeline because of all the difficulties that we've had with the surveys and getting results back and things. So the new timeline is that Bruce will call for a constituency statement. He'll make the announcement on February 19th. Council meeting, which I guess is tomorrow or the next day. I think it's on Thursday. And then those constituency statements will be due March 19th. Then April 9th is when a preliminary task force report needs to come from us with policy recommendations. April 29th is when the public comment period on that preliminary task force report will close. And then the final report will be due somewhere around May 20th. We should talk about the drafting of the preliminary report, and then a little bit later on we'll talk about the workshop in Rome. So first I want to go with our survey, and so far we've only gotten about three or four responses, and I'm not sure if Glenn, if you've sent the link to all the task force members?
I received it.
Okay, good. So.
And I read them all, actually. I thought the first one was the best, Margie Milam.
Yes.
And the second was quite funny, actually, from Mariam Abacha, offering me $20 million, but well.
Yeah.
That's probably not our business of the day today.
Yeah. apparently the spam filter at ICANN doesn't work so well, so there's a bunch of, there's at least three or four spam emails, one offering me millions of dollars and the others in a kind of a foreign character set. So you'll see, I'm not sure why ICANN's not able to filter those out, but But there are three or four responses so far. We are going to need to extend the deadline on the other surveys. So I saw Task Force 2 had come out with an announcement. Glenn, you had sent an announcement.
Muting canceled.
Two.
Yes, that's right. I sent the announcement at their request, and if you like, I can do the same thing for the for the survey Task Force 1.
Yes, please.
Okay, fine.
I have a question.
Sure.
If I can get in line.
Absolutely.
Okay. Regarding the survey, I've got an echo now, too. This is only targeted, it's sent out to specific people who have been identified, as far as I understand. We have not invited people through the ICON website to fill this in, right?
Actually, we've invited everyone to fill it in.
So, we have?
Yeah, it's posted on the ICANN website. Hey, Glenn,
okay.
are you on mute, Glenn?
Yes.
Oh, you were?
I was, yes.
Oh, we still had the echo, okay.
The survey is posted on the ICANN website, but I don't know that there have been any responses due to that.
Yeah, I saw Jane muted me here.
That's right.
She probably got a
IP chairman, or was the old IP chairman, yes.
Yes. So, yes, Tony, it's open to everyone. Anyone who wants to respond should.
Okay.
We only sent a few to the contacts that we had, which is one of the agendas we need to talk about, items. Well, we still have this bad echo. Sorry about this, guys.
You are now muted.
Talking, please put your phone on mute.
Thanks, Paul. Actually, that's much better. So whoever just did that, thank you. So, yeah, one of the things we need to do, and I just sent around again the non-marketing list, is we need to go through this and divide up amongst ourselves and the task force, because we had decided on the last call that we were going to try to do some personal follow-ups, calling these people if we knew them to try to get them to respond. That's one of the things. So... I just sent around again to the list, the it's in an Excel format, the list of people. And why don't, after this call, take a look at this list and then respond back to which one of these people you can contact that you might know. The person who referred them is on the list as well, so maybe that would be the person that could follow up with a personal contact. This is going to be pretty important for getting these results back. So that's one of the items. Then the next one, so we're extending the deadline and trying to do some personal follow-up with them. So that's on the survey itself. Then there's a second survey, which Paul and I and Milton need to still meet on. We've gotten some questions so far. This is a second survey that's really just going to go to the registries and the registrars. To talk about things like the load on their servers, what kind of mechanisms they've already put into place to restrict some of the...
Jeff, Milton sent out, I don't know if you got that or not, but Milton sent out a couple list of questions last night around 8:30.
Yeah, that again must have been... I didn't get it. Paul, can you forward it directly to me? Or?
Yeah.
So, and Paul, do you think we can talk after this call about that?
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah. All right, so Paul and I will follow up on that. We want to get that out as soon as possible so that we can get some answers and even make it discussion points at the workshop if we can't get the answers for now. That might help us out.
Well, I think we need to talk about what if nobody replies to our surveys, because it doesn't seem like we got an overwhelming response. I mean, we got three responses. And I think I'm one of them, so really two.
That's true. So one of the things we need to do, and that's part of the function of the workshop as well, is to put out comments. And then, you know, we can only work with the information that we have and then report on, you know, if we don't get the kind of responses that we'd like. Certainly we should be able to, Paul, you and I should be able to get some information from the registries and the registrars on load and their input. And hopefully at the workshop we'll be able to get some more opinions from the general public that's there and ALAC and other groups that are represented. And also, obviously, the constituency statements. So I think, you know, we're lucky in one respect that these that these subjects have been discussed enough, or at least to a good extent, these have been discussed outside of our surveys, and so these subjects are pretty, people are pretty well versed in this. We'll hope for the best survey results we can get, but obviously if we don't get the results back, then we're just going to have to go off of what this group feels and what the community feels in response. So that's the second survey that Paul and I will meet on, hopefully get out later this week. And really, again, that's to talk about the load, registrar load, what mechanisms they put in place to restrict access, what effect that's had, if any. And this is really absent. This is really factual survey, not a survey asking for their opinion at this point in time. So, any questions on that second survey? All right, and then the third agenda item we need to talk about is the needs and justifications chart. I now have, I guess, from John and from David Maher. What I'm going to do after this call is I'll put together that chart from the two answers, and then hopefully follow up with Wendy and who else is on the list to get back to us on that. Let me just check the minutes from the last meeting here. Sorry. Thought I had this up on my screen already. There it is. Okay, so, all right, yes, then Jeremy and John had a section, and Tony, I guess you have a section. Did anyone talk to you about that, Tony?
No, but that would be my fault because I've been away on vacation.
Okay, what we were doing in that is we were designing a needs and justification chart based on the data that we already had from Montreal. And so what this small subgroup was, it was you, David Maher, Jeremy Banks, Wendy Seltzer, and John Wolf to actually, Tony, you're not even on this list as having any assignments. So you actually lucked out.
Yeah, well, that would be my fault probably because I've been out of the office for almost a month and a half and on and off.
Right. So I need to follow up with, and John, you're on this call, right?
Yes.
And have you had any contact with Jeremy at all?
I've had very little because he's been traveling so much, but I will get with him, and if I can't reach him to confirm he's already put this together, I'll go through his list myself and add it to mine and resend it to you.
Okay, and then I will call Wendy as well. I know she travels a lot too, so I'm not sure where she is in the world at this point in time, but I will give her a call and try to find out. And then I will get that chart out to we've got to get it out this week because we need to talk about it for next week. And then the week after is obviously ICANN. So,
if there's any exchange of mails on this, perhaps you could copy me from now on.
Yes, I will. Tony, okay. Sorry, I'm just writing notes to myself here. So that needs justifications chart is going to form the basis of the workshop. And I want to spend a couple minutes talking about the workshop because that's coming up in 2 weeks from tomorrow. And obviously we don't have to have a preliminary report, but just an interim report. And the function of the interim report is really just to we're going to have an hour and a half at the public meeting on Wednesday. And if you look at the ICANN website, you'll see the schedule. And we are the first hour and a half of that Wednesday morning is for the registry services policy development process. That's a different PDP that's going on, which I'm sure most of you probably know about anyway. Then the second one is going to be us. The second hour and a half is us talking about who is Task Force One. And I'm just going to go to Bruce Tonkin sent an email that I think I forwarded to the group. But the basic role of the workshop is we're going to be given an hour and a half that I'm going to give an update on the progress of the task force, what we've done to date and the survey and some responses that we've gotten and make a plea for further responses. And the second part of the workshop really is to just solicit responses from people that are there and just kind of get their feedback. And then the remaining time we're going to use to just take that information and start on some kind of as if it was a teleconference, but it'll be in the public. So we're going to start talking about moving forward and maybe some recommendations. What I'd like to do is for the people that are there is at some time earlier on in the week is to kind of meet informally to basically go over that Wednesday presentation. And I'm not sure, I know Paul, you said you're going, Tony, you're going.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And David is going, I believe, because I saw him on another agenda.
Yes, I'll be there.
And David Maher be there. So when are you all arriving? We can just go down.
Paul Stahar is arriving 8 a.m. on Sunday.
David Ferris, I'm arriving actually Saturday morning.
Okay.
Tony Harris, I'm arriving Monday morning, noon.
Monday, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see, who else is on this call? Okay, from the IP constituency, I got a note from Jeremy that says that nobody from the task force from the IPC will be there, but they may be interested in sending someone just
right.
to attend this. So
right.
they'll select someone. You guys will select someone or tell us who.
Yeah, I think this has not been confirmed yet, but Steve Metallic, who I think you know.
Right.
He's over there. He's going to be there for other purposes, I guess, but he would be willing, if schedule permits, and we would probably select him to sit in on our behalf.
Okay, that sounds
that
good.
Work? Yeah, I'll just confirm that with Steve, and he'll and get back with you, but that's what we discussed.
Okay, right now I'm just going to the ICANN schedule to see when the meetings are, just to see the latest. So, I mean, I'd like to, if possible, meet on possibly on Tuesday. I know it's a busy meeting day for everyone. But the meetings should be over by 6. If we could possibly meet from maybe, I don't know what everyone's schedule is like, but maybe a 6 o'clock meeting for like an hour to talk about the next morning.
Muting canceled.
For 18:30 on Monday.
Yeah, I can schedule one just to go over what the general format of the workshop will be. And you know what? Actually, that's probably better if, now that Paul mentioned it, to probably meet after that. Let me go find Glenn, do you know when that's scheduled for?
Which meeting? Who is the three task forces together?
Right.
Is on Monday afternoon at 6:30.
6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m. And I'm not sure yet about the room. It was supposed to. I think probably it will be in the same room where the GAC met, but I'm not sure. I will let you know. Secondly, Tuesday at 5 or 6 o'clock is perhaps not a good time, because the GNSO Council is meeting with the GAC at that time, and there will be a couple of, for example, Tony's on there. And from other task forces, there are people there.
Okay, so 6:30 p.m. Monday. Are people going to be around to maybe meet before that for maybe 45 minutes?
This is David Ferris. I can.
You can or can't? I'm sorry.
I will be able to. Yeah.
Okay. Paul?
Sure, I can.
What's that?
Paul can make that, yes.
All right. So I'm just hearing the massive echo.
Okay, I'll go off again.
Okay.
You are now muted.
Yes. Okay, Paul, sorry, repeat that.
Yes, I'm available at that time.
Thank you. Okay. Tony?
You could just repeat the time I got lost in the...
About 5:45.
On Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, you put me down for that.
Okay. And why don't we just set it for 5:45 Monday. And Glenn, which room is the 6:30 p.m. meeting for the task forces? Is in the same place as the GACS meeting?
It seems like it, but I haven't got any confirmation yet. The GAC meeting is in.
She went on mute, I think.
Yeah.
Can you hear?
I know that the Hoover Task Force is meeting in the Valquez room.
Yes. Now that unfortunately is incorrect.
Formally, just the task force members meet outside that room.
That's incorrect. The Valquez room.
Find a little corner to go into.
Sounds good.
Outside what room is that?
Whatever room is.
I'll spell it. VELAZQUEZ. However you pronounce that, Valquez room.
Valesk.
Okay.
Paul, the Valesk room is not available.
We'll just kind of talk about the, I guess, a pre-meeting for the...
Muting canceled.
...meet at 6:30 with the other task force members. I'm going to be preparing a PowerPoint slide presentation.
You are now muted.
With the work that's been done up to that point. I'm also going to take the needs and justifications chart and take a sample from that and put it into the PowerPoint presentation as well as the kind of things that we're looking for. And I'll also put in the surveys, that the questions that we're asking. So is there any other questions about that? So we're going to have another meeting next Tuesday. At that meeting, we're going to go really deep dive into the justifications chart, get them to the format that we want. We'll also start taking a look at the surveys that we've also received. Paul, you and I will talk after this call on the second survey.
Do you have my phone number?
If you can give me that.
It's 425-376-0505, extension 205.
205. All right. Is there any other questions?
Jeff?
Yes.
Ferris, I'm looking at your chart.
Yes.
And I see a few things that need to be updated, or I have information for the relevant people. I'll send that to you.
Okay, that would be perfect. And then also, if you can, on this, just send a follow-up email to me on if you know any of these people that you could contact and just kind of personally follow up with.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks.
Paul, give me about 10 minutes and I'll give you a call.
No problem.
All right, thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.